Hello, everybody. I'm excited, Kenneth Copeland. Whoa, I love this. But the covenant thing. But now, hey, listen. Brother Copeland, my wife and I grew up knowing about God, but not having a personal relationship with God. We were attending church whenever the doors were open, but our denomination didn't agree with the fact that God is a good God. We were a typical middle-class family with a mortgage, car payments, and a credit card. Our faith journey began in the late 80s when we were introduced to KCM through a motorcycle organization we were associated with and invited to attend the 1988 Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth. We were shocked to hear the speaker say that prosperity wasn't an ugly word. Isn't that good? And but the more we heard, the more interested we became. We started watching the Believers' Voice of Victory broadcast as often as we could. And we even bought a VCR, remember those? Yeah. To make sure we didn't miss any of Brother Copeland's broadcast. Our lives were completely changed by the truth of God's Word and we were hearing. Now, 37 years later, we live near the ministry on a debt-free land, no mortgage or car payments. Our children have families and we're doing quite well. Thank you for giving us both the truth and God's Word, wherever it's changed our lives, Charlie and Diane. Come on, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And let us know. And we'll put the number on the screen. Well, I mean, we have license. What is a licensed prayer minister? They have been taught and licensed. They know how to pray in any and every kind of situation there is. Amen. So, and it doesn't go out to some other place. It's right here on property. Glory to God. And right there in the prayer room said, every name is a life. Ah, don't you like that? Praise God. Father, we just praise you and thank you for the marvels of the kingdom of God. And we just worship you and bless you. And so, and here we go over to 1 Timothy. Now, the third chapter, talking about ministry and so forth. Verse 15, he's writing to his son in the Lord. If I tarry long, that thou mayest know how you ought to behave yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Now listen to this, class. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh and made alive in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. We're back in Arabia again. Manifest in the flesh. He's born in Bethlehem. Justified, made alive in the spirit when he's raised from the dead. You know? And if you read just a little bit further, you find a big problem. The love of money is the root of all evil. Mm-hmm. It didn't say money. Money's a good thing. So is faith.
Amen.
But if you know how to get faith, you know what to do with it and how to release it, you're on your way to, yeah, victory. Thank you, dear. Amen. So, but let no man despise your youth. Be an example of believers in the Word. Conservation, charity, love, spirit, faith, and purity. What is he doing? He's teaching his spiritual son what to do because he's about to leave. I'm convinced and totally convinced without any shadow of a doubt when he was in Arabia, he knew when he was leaving. I'm totally convinced of that because he knew it. I'm about to part. My departure is at hand. I'm leaving. So what did Jesus do when he departed? He was teaching his disciples, I'm going to be gone, but I'm coming back by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'll just paraphrase this. And when we go through the book of Hebrews, then we find out that the moment Jesus sat down on the right hand of the Father, the church was born. When Jesus was here on the earth, there wasn't any church. He was the body of Christ. He said, it's expedient for you that I go. I need to get out of here. I'm leaving here. They didn't understand it. Because if I don't leave, the comforter, the standby, the intercessor won't be able to come. But when I leave, I'll pray the Father and He'll send Him to you. Amen. And He said, go to Jerusalem and tarry there. And Pentecostal people said, well, we're supposed to tarry. No, that's not what He said. He said, tarry there. Stay there till He comes. Just don't be out doing something else. Go do what I tell you to do.
That's right.
Anyway, the church was born when He sat down. It was manifest when the Holy Spirit came and they spoke with other tongues.
Yes.
And speaking with other tongues is the gateway to the supernatural.
Yes.
Glory to God. And like I said earlier, I was praying in the Spirit. In the night, I woke up at about 3:00 in the morning and I began to pray in the Spirit. And let me just explain some things here. In 2004, Sunday after the 2004 Southwest Believers Convention, and I got up on Sunday morning, and we'd had a tough convention, and when I walk into my shower, the shower head is this way, and there's a bench in there. The towel rack is here with the washcloth. And so I took my washcloth, and I threw it at that bench, and it went over in the corner. I turned and ruptured a disc in my back and fell in the floor. Well, then my appendix ruptured. Then wandering around in that hospital, and the sciatic pain came back on me. And, it's child's play concerning that first time because it knocked me in the floor. But the pain is there. And so I just woke up about 3:00 this morning, and it wasn't this one, but I have another one marked like this. And it's right there by my bed. So I just got up and went through all of that. I went through the 91st Psalm and started over here and went through all of my healing scriptures and all that and settled it forever. And I said, well, thank you, Father. I'm healed. And all there is to it now is praise.
That's it.
Just all there is to the praise, what Brother Hagin called the praise cure. And so just in case you know, I didn't turn on any television. I have an iPhone that doesn't have anything in it but Brother Hagin's messages.
Amen.
It doesn't have any phone number in it. I don't want a phone number in it. I don't want somebody calling me while I'm listening to him. What faith is, how you get faith, what you do with it. I just lay there and let him minister to me until it was time to turn out the light. And we were listening, watching Brother Hagin. I said, good night, beloved. She said, not in front of Brother Hagin. But this is very important. It has to do with everything in your life. First words and last words. Gloria. Good night, my love. I love the Lord my God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength. I love my neighbor as myself, fulfilling all the law and the prophets. But the Master said, in the meal that changed heaven and earth forever, I give you a new commandment that you love one another, John 13:34-35, the way I have loved you. Go sleep. And this morning, this is my receiving day. Every day. This is the day the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it. Now, I spent a good little bit of time there last night just going through my healing scriptures and just going back, went back over the 91st Psalm, the whole thing, and just read it all. And going, and I said, well, that's done. All there is now is the praise. Now, I brought that up now because here's what I would like to, and I can take it to the book of Hebrews and prove it to you. But for the sake of time, and the book of Hebrews talks about him sitting down on the right hand of the Father. And the Arabia. It has been revealed to me on the night that he was revealed. How does it reveal? Galatians chapter 1. Now, when the church was born at that moment, and then the Spirit of the living God came representing him, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance, and the church had 3,000 members in it the first day. That's pretty good. That's really good. Well, Brother Copeland, that's all passed away. As many as the Lord our God shall call. Huh? And a whole chapter in this book is devoted to it by the Apostle Paul. So, he was manifest in the Spirit and in the flesh and justified. He was born in Bethlehem, but he was made alive in the Spirit when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. So, he considered not his own body now dead, only the covenant. I consider not my body, but only what he promised. Consider Jesus, the author and developer of our faith. Hebrews chapter 3. Wherefore, Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, our confession, Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah. Oh, and for the benefit of the TV audience, every time you see the word Christ, it means anointed. In Hebrew, it's Messiah. The coming one. But Christ, Christian, we're anointed ones.
Yes.
We're little anointed ones. We were first called Christians at Antioch. Who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in his house, all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who built the house would have more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. Well, yeah, glory to God. Like me, 24 hours later, 16 billion miles of universe. And he rested on the seventh day. And I always said, well, he wasn't tired. He was finished. And I said that because other people said that. And this came after praying about a number of other things I won't go into. And I said, Father, were you tired? He said, yes. He said, that was an enormous amount of spiritual energy. A 186,000 miles a second. And this universe was born. 16 billion miles of it in 24 hours. That's the Spirit that's planning our lives. That's the one that's dwelling within us, right? And I'll release that kind of spirit on the inside of you. I will do these things for you, and I'll rise up on the inside of you, and I will show you things to come according to what my son said when he was on the earth. That all that the Father has is mine, and he'll show it unto you. And I say again, all that the Father has is mine, and when the Spirit of God comes, and I came, that he'll take of mine and show it unto you, and he'll show you things to come. And I'll show you things that you never dreamed of in your life, because you have everything I showed the Apostle Paul. You have everything I showed Moses. You have everything I showed every prophet in the book. You have everything I showed to Jesus by my Spirit, and I'm living on the inside of you, and particularly if you'll just yield to me, and I'll cause you, to be able to speak the tongues of men and angels, glory to God, because it was confused at Babylon, and I unconfused it by giving you a language you can speak in me that the devil can't understand, glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. And if you're born again, it's the easiest thing you ever did in your life. But don't try it unless you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So to say, Lord, I receive you as my Lord. Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. And the love of God has been shed in my heart, and I'm a new creature according to the Holy Bible. And now I'm a candidate to be filled and come. Now the Holy Spirit's in you. The new birth is the most powerful, the most inexplainable thing on the face of the earth. The new creature. I mean, just all of a sudden, Gloria and I both, I was raised in a Baptist, she's raised in the Church of Christ, and all of a sudden, if it's a church steeple, we wanted to go find out what they were doing in there. Just like this. Immediately. And we had a lot. I was a scripturally illiterate, and so was she. And T.L. Osborne says, Copeland, you're born free. He said, no religion to unlearn. Well, that's a fact. I found the scripture, Christ died for the ungodly. I said, oh, that sure was me. It was. It's anybody that didn't know. But thank you, God. His mercy endures forever. Oh, that just kind of undid my mind there for a moment. Yeah, consider him. Okay. Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are. Hey, that's the reason that the book of Hebrews is written to the Hebrews by a Hebrew. A highly educated Hebrew that sat at the feet of Gamaliel. Glory to God. And wherefore I was grieved with that generation. You think he's not grieved with this one? All this anti-Semitism going on. And there was one girl didn't know the difference between the Swedish flag and the Star of David flag. She just out there protesting. Well, like Brother Hagin says, bless her darling heart. I mean, the love of money. And I won't go any further than that. But now, verse 16 of the fourth chapter. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may what, class? We may obtain mercy and find grace in a time of need. Glory to God. Jerry Savelle is a grace and favor preacher. He said, I can't help it. I'm God's favorite. And he said, you know, I always wanted to meet my star, Mickey Mantle. And he said, I said, well, Lord, I want to meet Mickey Mantle. And he said, I know you're my favorite. He met Mickey Mantle. That's what he believed for. Well, I didn't care anything about meeting Mickey Mantle, or I could have met him. But, you know, I won't go into all that, but I just wanted you to know that's what he wanted, and then the grace of God gave it to him. Oh, he and I and Jesse. Anyway, I won't go into all that. We'll have time. Verse 11. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest anyone fall after the same example of unbelief. What unbelief? Let us, therefore, fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as... Listen now. Are you? Hey, you with me? Unto us was the gospel, the good news, was preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Faith is the catalyst.
Yes, it is.
Now, I like metalwork and that kind of thing. Gloria puts down that coffee table that I made in shop. I want to tell you right now, that's a nice looking coffee table. I worked hard on that. And the Lord said to me, she is to you what temper is to steel. Well, what does that mean? He gave something that I already knew. So I was in shop class and making tools. So, and I was making this screwdriver and had to take it out of the kiln and get it in there and went run the colors. And I tempered it. It took me three tries to get that screwdriver. And he said, she is to you what temper is. Just, I knew exactly what he was talking about. And it's exactly right. I'd say, Gloria, we need to see. Could you just wait? Would you just think this out? I said, come on. Well, no. 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 Okay. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You know what it's like to be married to somebody that's a whole lot smarter than you? We're out of time. We'll be back in a few minutes. Come on, praise God. Yay!
Discover how simple the answer to every question and every problem in life can be. In God, the Covenant and the Contradiction, a new book by Kenneth Copeland and Greg Stephens. In this approachable book, dive deep into what a covenant is and what it's for. Discover what your covenant does for you and learn to overcome every contradiction and obstacle. With every covenant promise comes a contradiction. When you read in the Bible that by Jesus' stripes you're healed and the diagnosis comes back incurable. Or when you're facing a towering stack of unpaid bills, when you read that God promises you prosperity, common sense and human reasoning rise up to shout, there's no way that God's promises will happen in your life. Thank God, covenant men and women throughout time have refused the contradiction and praised through in faith to the end result, the blessing promised by God. And you can too. See the Bible unfold more clearly than ever before in God, the Covenant and the Contradiction. Order your copy of God, the Covenant and the Contradiction by Kenneth Copeland and Greg Stephens. The sinless blood of Jesus was necessary for man's redemption. Order your copy today for only $19.99 at kcm.org/TV special. Gain revelation of the blood covenants in the Bible. Ebook also available. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. There are significant differences between living in God's kingdom and in the world system. In God's kingdom, you have the blessing of the Lord, where there is life, peace, healing, and supernatural abundance. Whereas in the world, there's the curse of the law with death, fear, sickness, and shortage. Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. It's through him that we have access to the Father and all of heaven's resources. So when it comes to deciding which system you will live in, the choice is yours. So the first step to get on the blessing side of life is all you have to do is simply receive Jesus into your heart and make him the Lord and Savior of your life. So will you pray this prayer with me? Father God, I receive your love for me today. You gave me your son, Jesus. He took my place in sin. And now I declare him as Savior and Lord. Today I'm born again. Today I am set free from sin and death. Amen. Praise God. When you prayed, your spirit was reborn and now you're made alive unto God. Now, Galatians 3:29 says, if you belong to Christ, then you are now Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Heaven is now your home. And as a child of God, you have inherited every blessing in heavenly places. So now keep learning, seek God and grow spiritually by faith. Read your Bible, spend time in worship and in prayer. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So to help you learn more about your new life in Christ, we want to send you some free resources to get you started in your journey of faith. It's called the Salvation Package, which includes a book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland called He Did It All For You. You'll also receive some information to help you start reading and studying your Bible. So to get your free salvation package today, go to kcm.org. And if you need prayer or have questions about the scriptures, you can call our prayer line. We have licensed prayer ministers who are trained in the Word of God, and they're ready to pray the Word in faith with you. As you stand on God's Word, declare His promises by faith. And hope will rise up in you to expect God's victory in your life.
The scripture says, as a child of God, you are His workmanship created in the Anointed One, Christ Jesus, unto good works which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Our paths are already laid out if we yield to Him. Glory to God. Isn't it wonderful? It's good. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and all of our class reminding you that God loves you and we love you and Jesus is Lord. Yeah, praise God forevermore.
If you received Jesus into your heart and made him the Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called the Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation.